Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana, with in-store pre-ordering for local, free-range, antibiotic-free turkeys from Triple S Farms in Stewardson, Illinois, for the Thanksgiving holiday season. More information is at 352-3347 or at the co-op. And from Prairie Fruits Farm, makers of farmstead cheeses and gelato and growers of organic tree fruits and berries, available at local Central Illinois markets and restaurants, including the Urbana Farmers Market. Information at prairiefruits.com and on Facebook at Prairie Fruits Farm and Creamery.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next on In My Backyard, Lisa Brotz discovers a new way to smoke sausage for a neighborhood block food fest.
Last week, I was listening to NPR's All Things Considered when I heard something that could have been straight off a segment of In My Backyard. It was a story about two guys in Maine. They were even neighbors who decided that rather than pay a lot of money for a cider press to process their apple surplus, they should turn an old washing machine into a cider press instead. Seriously, that's something that could have happened here. In fact, I was a little envious that someone in Maine had thought of it first and told the story. But the day after that segment aired, I found something even better and much closer to home. Hey, two guys in Maine? These two women in Urbana, Illinois, they see your washing machine cider press, and they raise you a dishwasher meat smoker. And they make their own sausages.
I wonder if I should do this from the inside. I wonder if it's going to work.
Jill Miller, one of my neighbors, throws a party every fall, and it's the worst. No, really, it is. We did an In My Backyard segment together back in February when we experimented with making sausage, and for this year's party, the third worst annual, Jill and her friend Sue Davis not only made sausages, they smoked them in a dishwasher. The dishwasher had been sitting on Jill's back porch when she realized that it might be the perfect enclosure to smoke meat. It was the good size, it was well insulated, and it was free. Well, except for the cost of two new hot plates to use as heating elements for the wet wood chips that are required to make things smoky in there, but that was it.
I was thinking about just like getting a nail and hammering through this, if I can, to fit our thermometer in there. I'm going to close this up and see how hot that gets. Find a hammer and nail.
While Jill tinkered with the thermometer and hot plates in her homemade smoker, Sue talked about her philosophy around homemade sausage. She and Jill have been friends for a long time, and when Jill started getting interested in making sausage, Sue started helping, partially because no one else would, but also because she and Jill have what she calls the, quote, same food vibes. Stuff like this keeps them friends. But it's more than that for Sue. She's in all the way. Whole hog, as it were.
I'm a genealogy buff, and so I think about my grandparents who were early century age. My parents are Depression era. So when I grew up, I was taught how to use the best or do the best with what you have and use everything that you have because you don't know that you're ever going to have it again. So I grew up eating odd things that most people my age didn't. And that book, the charcuterie book, really kind of put it in front of my face. It's like, wait a minute, like my ancestors probably made this stuff. So it was sort of a way of reconnecting with people that I was born so late in my parents' life that I didn't know these people. And it kind of made me feel, except for my grandmother, it made me feel like I was kind of recreating something that my farm family probably would have.
But, I said, the irony of this is that it seems like no one except hyper-educated people of means are even willing to try these traditional dishes anymore. Organ meats are thrown away in our culture. Most people don't ever eat them, right?
Anybody who's had a hot dog, anybody who's eaten bologna, you have no idea what you've eaten. And I think it's a prejudice that comes with lack of understanding of what goes into your food. And that's like another whole part of what we're doing is that we know exactly what went into the hot dog that Jill's making, you know, and we know exactly where that meat came from.
The worst annual is mostly about meat, but another very important component of the food at this event is the stuff you put on the sausages. Anything pickled like sauerkraut, mustards, horseradish sauces, and potato salads made with vinegars go really well with traditional sausages, and there are plenty of choices at the worst annual. But Sue's sausage al pastor, A sausage based on a taco recipe came with its own pineapple chutney. Chutney on a taco sausage. That and her chicken satay sausage aren't exactly from your grandma's playbook, though the kielbasa Jill made might come close. Hooray for diversity. The Worst Annual is a celebration of lost or fading arts and of using what you have to make something delicious and about sharing it with others, demonstrating that it can be done with nothing too fancy.
I mean, the majority of it is connecting on some level with the past, the present, which is like friendship with Jill and the people that are coming, and then hopefully communicating some sort of appreciation for something that I think is underappreciated.
And that goes for aging dishwashers, too. This is Lisa Braltz for In My Backyard.